1 Samuel 14:35, and Saul built an altar unto the Lord, and the same was the first altar that he had built unto the Lord. And Saul said, "Let us go down after the Philistines by night, and spoil them until the morning light, and let us not leave a man of them." And they said, "Do whatsoever seemeth good unto thee." Then said the priest, "Let us draw near hither unto God." And Saul asked counsel of God, "Shall I go down after the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into the hand of Israel?" But he answered him not that day. Let's pray. Dear Father, I pray that you would help me tonight to deliver your message accurately to your people. Father, I don't know what struggles that our people have, but you do. And I do pray that you would touch our hearts, open our hearts, enlighten our minds to see what it is you want us to see in ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Israel was in a difficult place. They were presently, actually at this point that we read verse 35, they had already been in battle, several battles with the Philistines.
Yeah.
And had lost some of their people.
Yeah.
And wasn't looking good. Which is why we have verse 35. If you read that chapter, you will find that even the men, all of the soldiers that were with Saul were, the Bible uses the word distressed. Saul had actually made a commandment to his men that they would fast on this particular day. I don't know about you, but fasting when you're working, or even worse, fighting. Fighting is probably one of the most strenuous things you'll ever do.
Yeah.
If you've never done that, don't. But it's very difficult. It burns up lots of calories. So to fast when you're in battle just is not good. It was actually an unwise thing for Saul to command his men to do that.
Right.
And so here they are. They're struggling. They're outnumbered. So Saul builds an altar to the Lord. When you and I drift away from God, we too will be starving for prudence,
yeah,
wisdom,
right,
discernment, and we'll make some foolish decisions. And that's what Saul had done. And so the question is, where did he go wrong? Here in verse 35, he built an altar to God. And he even prayed to God.
Yeah.
He asked God for direction, for an answer.
Yeah.
He built the altar and he prayed. He was signifying his dependence on God, yet God didn't even answer him in a crucial moment.
Yeah.
Where did Saul go wrong? He had been king of Israel for over 2 to 3 years at this point. And yet this was the first time that he built an altar. That's what verse 35 says. The purpose in most cases for a man to build an altar to God was to worship him and acknowledge him for who he is,
yeah,
the Almighty,
yeah,
our Creator. It was to show their faith and utter dependence on God. The question is, again, why did Saul wait so long to build an altar and to show his dependence on God. Mm. Building an altar, a place to pray, is a good thing.
Amen.
The Bible even says we're supposed to call out to God. In fact, it even says that when we do, he's on the edge of his seat waiting to answer our prayer.
Yes, amen.
So what happened here? There was sin present. Psalm 66:18 says this, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me."
That's right.
Saul had sin in his heart.
Yes, he did.
Sin that he had not dealt with. In fact, never did.
Wow.
He may have had more than one sin, I'm sure he did, but the one that stands out here was his self-dependence.
That's good, that's right.
He didn't need God. That's why he didn't build an altar until now. Now it's important.
Yeah.
Now he's struggling, big time.
That's right.
Before that, he wasn't struggling so bad. He didn't really need God. I don't know if the light's coming on in your head there or not, but that's where we live.
Yeah, come on, that's right.
Only one time did Saul call out to God for help up to this point, and that was right here in verse 35. All the other times, he just did what he felt needed to be done. Sometimes they would lose battles. Sometimes they would win. In the beginning of Saul's reign, he actually prophesied with the prophets.
That's right.
God even put a band of men to follow him, to support him.
Yes, he did.
To encourage him.
Yeah.
He needed that. The problem was, he didn't realize he needed that. He forgot that he needed God. He became self-dependent. Everything was going great in the beginning. Even Samuel, the prophet, who all people had respect for, anointed him to be king. I'm sure he felt like he was somebody. He was the first king over Israel.
Right.
So he forgot where it all came from. It came from God, and so Saul became self-dependent. Failed to call out to God. He failed to cultivate a healthy relationship with God.
That's true. That's good.
So now he calls out to God, but it's too late. God didn't answer him. God is not our spare tire.
Amen.
He is not an insurance policy against calamity. Yet, that's how we view him sometimes.
Lord help us.
If you're not willing to sacrifice what you want so that God can give, so that you can give God what he wants, you have no reason to expect him to come to your rescue when you finally call out to him. Saul fasted. You know, in the Bible, in the New Testament, the Bible teaches that some things only come by prayer and fasting.
That's right.
It's evident when you study the subject of fasting that we do that because we want to gain the ear of God. Yeah. This is really important.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give up food. That's a big deal to us, and God knows that. So that's why when we fast, it gathers the attention of God.
Mm-hmm.
But Saul fasted. He even prayed. He even built an altar.
Mm.
But he failed to repent. What are you praying about?
Come on. Amen.
Maybe have even fasted about.
Yeah.
But maybe have failed to repent. God didn't answer Saul. He literally ignored him. Because of what David said in Psalms chapter 66.
Yeah.
If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
That's right.
You can fast. You can pray. You can give up this, you can give up that. But as long as you're hanging on to something that you shouldn't be hanging on to, you cannot expect God to come to your rescue.
That's true.
Psalms 51 lays out David's repentant heart over his sin. If you want to turn there and look at this, this is important. Psalms chapter 51. This records David's repentant heart to come back to God. Verse 17, the Bible says the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. You can straighten up. You can start being kind to people. You can even pray and fast for God to deliver you in your time of distress. But until there's genuine repentance, a broken and contrite heart, God's not obligated to rescue you. Don't wait till tragedy strikes to get serious with God.
Yes, sir.
Things may be going real good right now. But if God doesn't have your attention, He may take away what does.
Yeah, He will.
We need God. You can't take your next breath without God's help.
That's right.
Your heart keeps beating because God makes it do that.
Amen.
The degree you may have, the ability you have, the intellect that you have, the strength that you have, is all because God gave it to you.
Amen.
And so for us to get proud and forget God as though we don't need Him is only setting us up for a tragedy. Then when we call out to God, it may be too late.
That's right.
This is what I want to encourage you to do. Do what Saul didn't. And that is cultivate a healthy relationship with Jesus. Spend time reading His Word, studying His Word, meditating on His Word. And I know you've probably heard that a thousand times.
Lord, help us, please.
But by the time you get to your vehicle, you will have forgotten it. Don't wait till it's too late.
Yeah.
The truth is, we need Him for everything.
Amen. Amen.
You're only successful to whatever degree you are because He has made you successful.
Amen.
For in Him we live and move and have our being.
Right.
Paul said, "What do you have that you didn't receive?" Nothing. We didn't make anything. We took what God gave us, and then we worked with that. And we only worked with that because He gave us the ability and the heartbeat and this oxygen to do it. What if He takes away something that is vital to us? What if He decided to get our attention because He doesn't have it yet? A healthy walk with Jesus is the most important thing that you'll ever do. If you study the life of Saul, he never came back.
No.
He committed a few sins that are recorded, probably more than that, I'm sure. King David, however, if you were to number his sins, they were more than Saul's. But he came back. David spent a lot of time cultivating his relationship with the Lord.
That's right.
He did mess up. He kept messing up.
Yeah.
Just like you and I do.
That's right.
The difference was, he had a broken and contrite spirit over his sin. And God forgave him. Restored him. Gave him joy all over again. Peace. Blessings. Don't wait till it's too late. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your love. I thank You for Your mercy and Your grace. So, Father, I pray that You would help us to recognize our complete dependence on You. Forgive us for being self-dependent. Lord, help us to draw closer to You.
Please.
Not just today, but every day going forward.
Yes, please.
Help us to recognize how valuable that is. Lord, help us to recognize how much You love us and how bad You want a relationship with us.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us to spend time with You like we should. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and turn to 277.